Welcome back to the Reptiles With podcast. Yo, Lemon Frost is out, dude.
Yo, that, what's up? Okay, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm not gonna lie, because I know some people are about to talk shit, because I'm about to talk shit.
Okay.
But, like, I don't even know what went down. I'm ready to talk shit, though.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I need it broken down.
So, Lemon Frost, right? Lemon Frost is a gene of leopard gecko that we've made jokes about it in the past, right?
Yep.
It is a gene that pretty much, it's fucked up. It's linked to, like, a cancer some way in the pigmentation. I'm not a fucking scientist.
It's on tumors.
Yeah, it has tumors.
On it.
I'm not a scientist, all right? But the guy that, I believe the guy that founded the gene partnered up with a university or some shit. They proved that, yeah, this is a reality. And he was like, I'm not breeding these things anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like wildly like known. We shouldn't work with these animals anymore, mm-hmm, because of the issues, right?
Like spider ball python.
Yep.
No, it's a different thing.
Yeah, right? But like similar situation.
Similar concept. Similar. Not the same.
What makes it not the same though?
What happened?
What makes it not the same?
We'll get there. All right. But let me try to like get this guy going, right? So Geeky Gecko Creations. I don't know.
Tiki's?
No. Tiki's Gecko's Creations. So, right? So this geeky guy, apparently he works with the gene. He has this like theory of trying to prove it out. But it's been an issue in the community and people are like, nah, dude, don't do this thing. Mind you, I don't have all the facts, all right? I listened to one podcast and I read a couple things and I'm like, I think I know it all, right? Okay. The Reptiles With podcast.
Yeah, I'll look into it after this, maybe the next podcast. Yeah, I'll know more, but today I'm talking shit.
Yeah, that's what we do here. Mind you, I guess he seems like a nice guy, but supposedly he got kicked off of Morph Market for it. And also, he is keeping these... I almost said crested geckos. These, because I was thinking Tiki's geckos. These these leopard geckos.
Not the same.
Yeah. These leopard geckos, he's keeping them in like these small like sandwich containers.
Like Rubbermaid tubs.
Yeah. The little ones that are literally for sandwiches. Yeah. And he has like a bunch of like videos, or he's done some lives where he's picking up the animals by the tail. Mind you, I don't know this. I didn't really watch those videos. I don't know the severity of it. Sorry, is that I'm trying to grab your tail. But yeah, so he's apparently hella canceled right now. How are we feeling?
Interesting.
I mean, by the looks of it, by the sound of it. So you're saying he was breeding some fuck shit.
Yeah.
That people are already saying no, just like the spider ball python, the exact same thing. And he's breeding them anyways. And then after that, you're telling me he is keeping them in smaller tubs than regular tubs. So sandwich tubs is what you're
telling
me. I mean,
there's also probably no way to get heat that way.
You're not wrong.
Like, at least in a rack system, there is an attempt to give the animal heat. But from the video that I saw, it looked like just Rubbermaid. Like,
stacked on top of each other.
I'm sure the excuse is that the room is heated.
Yeah.
That's usually how that kind of stuff goes.
I guess.
Like, well, honestly, okay. Perfect example is here. This is an 80-degree area.
No, but the difference
most
is
most of my stuff isn't on heat.
Also, for all the viewers, we are currently at Eric's place. Woohoo! At Reptiverse's location.
Anyway.
You got the pins.
You, even with an ambient temperature in this room, right? Every single one of your animals has access to a heat gradient.
A heat spot, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
In that kind of a setup. Honestly, I don't know which one I prefer, or really which one the animals themselves prefer. Long term, I would say heat gradient. They want to be able to make the choices.
Yeah.
However, if that's not if that's not good, like if you have the heat spot way too hot and the cold side is way too cold, I think they would prefer like an ambient heat and be like, you know what, I'd rather just be this temperature all the time.
Yeah.
Given that, like, if he's actively like breeding these animals, he's keeping them like adults in these type of situations. It's like, dude, it's not the best for them. You know, it's not the best.
Of course. Point is, they're in little tubs. I feel like what he keeps them in is like a mixture of tubs and deli cups put together.
Yeah.
So that's what he has.
And I feel like it's easy for that specific species and other small geckos for that to be practical from a breeding standpoint. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where all that comes from.
I wouldn't do it personally. I don't agree with it. Oh, by the way, I'm down to two ball pythons. I've gotten rid of all my tubs.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very excited about not having tubs anymore.
Oh yeah, let's go. So, yeah, congratulations.
Finally.
He's looking at them like, you guys are bad for me. I can't post you guys ever.
I really hate the freaking tubs. But by the looks of it, it looks really fucked up the way he keeps them. The way he handles them does too. But I think I've seen other people do the same. Now, I haven't seen the leopard gecko world in a very long time. Mm-hmm. So he's probably on the old school mindset of things, which is also not good, nor is it an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, him breeding the gecko that has all the tumors and stuff, again, it reminds me a lot of the spider ball python.
It's the same principles being involved.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm not for defending him. I'm not for the spider ball python as it is. Uh-huh. It's like, I feel like a lot of people might jump in and be hypocritical about it.
There was also the video about the ball python. It's like, because I guess he works with ball pythons too, going over and across open gecko tubs. You know, and it's like, dude, there's geckos in there. Like,
yeah. don't even have to eat them, just the weight.
Like going through them. I'm like, dude, don't put your animals in the risky situations.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
Yeah.
That right there is fucked. But what do you guys think? Yoshi, what do you think? Yeah. Eric, what do you think?
For me, I'm like, I mean, I don't, I could see how somebody could say it's similar to the spider ball python lemon, you know, with the lemon frost thing. I think that the general, or like the vast majority of leopard gecko breeders kind of have the understanding that we should not do this. So I feel like if your complete peer group is saying don't do this, it's got to be within reason and for the betterment of the leopard gecko industry.
And that all sounds so stupid too. Like, if most of the industry you're in is telling you no,
wouldn't with it be, reason
with or without, fuck it, at the end of the day, if you're trying to market yourself and have a business, wouldn't you want to blend in anyways? Yeah. And not do the things that your own industry doesn't want you to do. Yeah. Don't you want to make business with those people? Isn't that like what you're trying to do? Make money with those people?
Yeah.
You're just doing, I don't know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and what also needs to be taken into account too is ego. A lot of the time when it comes to working with those types of like genes and all that stuff, there's a big ego thing, and it goes back to like how people say like, oh, the haters are just going to keep saying whatever. But it's like, if everyone's saying the same thing over and over again, you have to zoom out at some point and say, maybe I'm the problem, you know.
I think it's also a perpetuation of misinformation. You know, like, you can sell anybody a lemon frost leopard gecko who's off the street. No one's going to know. No one's going to have any idea that somebody's wrong with that animal. It's almost the same as the spider ball python. If they've never, like, they've never interacted with ball pythons, they don't know any of the behavior, then they might even recognize it's a wobble. Yeah. They might not even be like, oh, something's wrong with it. They don't care. And the breeders that breed them, they made the money anyway.
You think they take advantage of that customer base?
100%.
Some people do.
And leopard geckos are beginner animals.
Yeah, when I got my first spider, I didn't know about it until I saw it. And it's one of the worst ones I've ever seen.
Really?
Yep. Yep. I think with the ego thing, it's like, you know, he wants to be the one to do the thing.
He wants to be a trailblazer. He wants to be the one to do the thing.
Yeah, and the one to fix it. Same thing with the spider ball python. It's like, oh, I'm the one that's going to breed it and get the wobble away. You know, everybody has that mentality. And it's like, it's been years, bro. It's been
it's
years.
It's not going
bro.
Away.
It's just staying. Mind you, one of the differences is probably a spider ball python can live a very long time.
Yeah.
With the wobble, where this thing probably has its lungs shut by the fucking tumors or whatever. That's just me talking shit.
So, Yosh, I'm not sure. Question for you. You said it wasn't the same as a spider, because we're all saying, oh, it's the same thing, it's the same principle.
Yeah.
But you said it was different.
How? One's a snake and one's a gecko.
That's exactly it. I think we figured it out. Give me 1 second, guys. While you do that, there is an orange cable, Chuck. Can you switch your cable out?
Yeah.
Okay, so why... I don't know if you guys can help him out. All the way to the left. Sorry, guys. So why do I think that this is a different scenario? It's fine. So why do I think this is a different scenario? The lemon frost, we have, mind you, we can all visually see what's wrong with a good amount of spider ball pythons. Okay. Mm-hmm. They vary. Some of them don't show it at all unless they're stressed, and some of them corkscrew out of control.
Yeah.
But that is something that is very variable. The lemon frost
is a for sure.
Is a like, hey, like, we've apparently through this paper, they saw that I don't know if it's like, I'm not a fucking scientist. I don't know if they found a protein in the allele and they were like, this is what is linked to the thing that gives the tumor. It's like you're literally looking at a visual representation. Mind you, one could say an albino is a defect of a wild type animal, but you're literally looking, I guess, at a visual representation of what is that defect.
Mm-hmm.
And it is apparently linked to some kind of tumor, you know? And again, the vast majority of your community is telling you, no, do not do this.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that part, but then with the spider ball python, does it matter what the vast majority of your community says at that point?
I think...
because the wobble is variable, but then you're taking the chances with the animal. You're playing hit or miss.
I think that if you look at what the quote-unquote larger breeders are doing, you don't see really a spider in that in those collections.
I was actually going to say, I think spider might be on its way out. I think most people don't want spider ball pythons. I think most people will probably just keep them out.
It is on a decline, but you will see that they show up in pet shops.
Of course.
Because you'd be surprised to know that there are pet keepers that look for that specific thing that spiders have.
Yeah. They want that rescue, that weird thing.
Back to the customer base of those animals. The same thing happened with enigmas. So I don't know if you guys know the enigma leopard gecko, but it's basically the spider thing.
Yeah, it was a wobble.
But in leopard gecko
form. I've actually never seen an enigma.
Yeah, I've seen them. They wobble and like they literally fall to the sides and walk in circles.
It's the same. It's the same issue, but that one. I think the industry or whatever did a pretty good job of just like
separating.
They're still around for sure.
Yeah, but a lot less.
You don't see them nearly as much as you do spiders.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for this guy, I haven't looked into it enough to say much more. But I will maybe for the next one in case we do bring it up.
Do you know why he was taken off of Morph Market? It was because of Lemon Frost?
Lemon Frost is banned from Morph Market.
No, yeah, but like that they'll take off animals. They won't ban your account.
That is one of the things that I feel like I do need additional information on.
Okay.
Because maybe it was a mixture of the fact that, oh, he has the Lemon Frost. Maybe he wasn't listing them, but also in general, he was getting his fair share of attacks because I think Eric has more information. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more so because of like his allegations with like his animal welfare and stuff. Because we just talked about that.
Yep.
And that's all been public too.
That's fair.
Think that has a more strong hold on that.
Okay.
You go, Darian.
Has a bad, look. His entire business just has a bad look overall.
We saw a reel with Tipping Scales. He posted the reel with Tipping Scales. Tipping Scales posted the reel about him, saying that he was going to have him on his podcast and he was going to talk to him about stuff. And that apparently, I think Frank is his name. Frank Cusolini. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but Frank, I think. That he responded back and said, like, had made promises that he might change, that things are in the works. He's going to, you know, try to do better, I guess, according to the allegations. Even Tipping Scales was like, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I can't with the snake.
It's good.
Look, if you're only listening to this, Tino has literally
a Burmese python.
Yeah, in his snake hand. Puppet. Yeah. And every time that he talks, he keeps going like this, like if it's a fucking puppet.
No, but at least he's moving the snake and not the mic. So let him have it.
We're winning.
Let's let him have it. So I do need more info to actually say the bullshit I do want to say.
Now, cancelable offense or not?
I think so.
I think it's valid. There isn't any, like, when it comes to the people talking about backyard breeder
setup. Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is.
That's what
we want. We want to move more towards Eric's scenario.
Yeah.
Which is what we want to do.
Which we're going to talk about very soon.
Yeah.
For me, I think when we say cancelable, I think in my head boycott. And for me, a boycott is a full stop. It's like, hey, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going to support this company until they change. I think in this instance, you can go ahead and start spreading the word, and he still has the opportunity, I think, to change. It's not, I don't think, at a point where everybody has to bash him and say all this
stuff.
That's
the thing is this is the thing that I don't like about canceling. Like, I understand why it's done, but like, will you not give the person the chance to get better? To do better.
Right.
Some people,
some people, like the Slither situation, revoke his license. He needs to stop being with animals.
Yeah, I mean.
Stop take that his immediately.
Oxygen. Yeah.
Drink some bleach. I don't know.
Put him in his own tubs.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Put him in his own tubs. Let him take care of himself.
Literally. Bro.
I think this is not I thought this was going to be worse. I was like, geez, another Slither. But it's like, it's bad. Not great. Go ahead and fix it, dude.
It's
do a little
bad
bit better.
Husbandry for sure. Listen, I already don't like tubs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like the sandwich packages.
Right? It's like, dude, you can do a lot better.
Come on. Eric's out here showing out.
There is redemption possible. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
He can redeem himself.
Yeah.
I think he can do better.
Let's force him to be better, guys.
Yeah. Force him?
Force him.
How do you want to force him?
Whoa, bro.
You said force. Like,
that was some great.
Four or force?
Yeah, I thought you meant that on purpose. I was like, you want to force them?
What are we saying right now?
Anyway.
Listen, we're going to talk about what's going on behind us right now, but Chuck has something to say.
Okay.
Chuck said that we're hypocrites.
Yeah, we are hypocrites, and I have to apologize greatly, dude. Like,
¿qué pasó?
Actually, I don't have to apologize. There's absolutely no fucking body. So I'm going to be honest. But there are some people sitting here with me that do have to apologize.
Fuck.
I have to say, you're not one of them.
Oh, let's go.
So integrity.
We're about to team up. So a few podcasts ago, we were making some jokes. And the jokes were towards you, Tino.
Okay.
About you not having a job.
Yes, I did not have a job.
How many jobs? Hold on. How many jobs do you have? How many jobs do you have?
You know what? I'll tell you what. Look, I'm not trying to talk shit, Eric. Technically.
He's self-employed.
Technically, I'm self-employed.
He's his own boss.
Yo, no. That's apologize. So
to what, bro?
To Tino, bro. We made fun of him.
If you're not allowed to apologize, because you said that you needed to apologize too, I'm not going to apologize either.
I still got a job, though. I don't have to apologize. I could still be a hypocrite. I could be a hypocrite a little longer. What is it? What is it?
I don't know.
Everybody give him a mic.
Am I allowed to say?
That's good.
Are you allowed to say what? Say whatever you want to say, bro.
I don't know. Next couple months, I'll be doing educational shows.
Yeah. Teacher Eric.
All right.
Let's go, dude.
Okay, so.
As far as me not having a job, I don't know how much I should say.
No, that.
No?
It was just a joke, dude.
Okay.
It was just a joke.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I'm hella self-employed. If anybody needs a ball python, send me a message.
That's so funny.
Your boy needs to pay bills and all that jazz. Yeah.
Wait, nobody apologized, dude.
What am I going to apologize for?
We made fun of Tino, dude. Look at him. He's hurt.
It's easy to make fun of me.
Okay, Chuck. How many times do we make fun of somebody on this podcast that we don't fucking know and we never apologize?
Yeah, but this is our boy, bro. Fuck them guys, bro.
Let's get worse treatment.
Yeah, fuck you, Eric.
You know what? Tino told me something recently where he realized that he was right about something. I'll give him that.
Oh. Yeah,
you know what?
I'm always right. Everybody that says,
"Oh
Tino's
my god,
not
no,
right,
no, no, no,
I'm
no!"
Always right.
Find me the name of the fucking zoo.
This is why I don't want to. I don't want to apologize. Listen,
find me the name of the zoo, and then we talk.
You literally have the berm on your shoulder. What's the name of the zoo?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Where they come from?
Where'd you come from, bro?
FWC.
Where are you from?
FWC. We fucking got them.
That one actually got a berm. That one actually came from IKEA.
It wasn't a bromeliad.
Oh my goodness. That's so funny.
All right. So since the heat is gone,
that
thing looks hurt. Let's talk about Eric's, please. Dude.
Yes. So if you listen to the last podcast, we are no longer associated with, you know, a sponsor that we had here for a while. So we are no longer recording there and we're going to be moving around a bit. Today we're at Eric's house.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Eric.
We're in the Reptiverse.
We are in the Reptiverse.
Into the Reptiverse.
Into the Reptiverse.
That's fire.
Yeah, that is fire.
So,
all
Eric,
right.
What are you working out here?
Yeah.
About
your shit.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. For those of you watching, if you follow my arm, on this side, we got Herbert Python. Am I walking through everything I have or just whatever?
Just quick. Just do it quick. Just do it quick.
I got a little bit of everything. I got some snakes over here, some carpet pythons, some tortoises as we make our way around. More carpets. My favorite turtle, my little Japanese pond turtle back here. I have a water python, my favorite enclosure I've ever made. Got some more turtles, more baby three stripes. And then over here is like my prize.
The coolest animal.
This is what my reptile hobby has, you know, physical embodied, mint, whatever the word is.
What? The tism hit.
Yeah.
Tism was tizzing, dude.
So that right there, that is my Puerto Rican boa. His name is my cousin. He's an asshole, so I don't really touch him too much, but I gave him this nice little display, so when people come upstairs, it's like, ew, you got snakes? It's like, oh, wow, what's in there?
Yeah.
You did a really good job, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Very proud of you. This looks beautiful out here.
I appreciate that.
This is not no sandwich shit, no tubs, no nothing, bro. This is what it should look like, bro. How old are you, bro?
I'm 22.
That guy looked like he was like 35, and he can't even do this, bro.
You know what's one thing?
Come on.
Okay, so hoarders, right? No, I'm sorry. Listen,
my mom calls me
that. No. This is exactly what I'm saying. Is that when you look at clinically, when you look at hoarders, they're almost always ashamed. They never bring people into the house, and that's part of the psychosis. They know it's wrong. They know that their houses shouldn't look like this, right?
What are you looking at? He's right.
What are you doing?
So you're 100% right?
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Wait a second. Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Have you guys seen Tino's house?
Yeah, bro.
I've never seen it.
I don't let anybody.
I was hoping nobody did. I'm like, wait a minute. Has anybody been to Tino's, bro?
I've never been.
Nobody
there.
Goes to my house.
Yeah. Nobody.
Nobody.
He's gone.
Yeah, I've passed gone. The vibe. Am I a nobody to you or something?
Oh, damn, that's shit. Fucked up.
That's
dude.
Fucked up.
That's
wow. Fine. Never mind. All right. Wow. I'll buy you guys over. Anyway, so hoarders, right? They are ashamed of their houses. They don't want people in their houses and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I wonder if anybody, obviously Yoshi has racks, but I mean like insane rack people, like with a lot of racks.
Like the racks are in the living room.
Oh,
basically, yeah. And it's like, story. Do they ever bring people? Yep. Are they ever like, oh, I want you guys to check out my collection, look at the stuff.
Yes.
And see, that's so weird.
No.
Eric, here at Eric's place, Eric can easily bring someone here and be like, hey,
dude.
I'm proud of the things that I've done. I'm proud of the way my animals are set up. Come look at them. And he's no shame.
Bro, I'm about to tell you a crazy story.
Tell us what.
So when I started doing the YouTube stuff, right? And I was popping off a little bit on the Repticon stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I met this guy. And bro, he seemed cool. And he invited me and one of my boys to see his collection. So we go to his house. Sketchy ass place, bro. Sketchy ass. I'm like, huh. Okay, whatever, bro. Like, we're with the shits. You know what I mean? He had like all sorts of cool snakes, like bull snakes, fire. Black pine snakes, fire. Like cool shit, bro. First snake that he opens, it's a dead snake.
Oh, we're my like,
what
God,
the
no
fuck
way.
Is going on?
No way.
Listen. Closes it. Oh.
Why are you laughing?
I think he's taking a nap, dude.
That's so sad.
No, listen, bro.
Wait, he said he thinks he's taking a nap?
No. I remember, I noticed snake. It was dead, but he closed it quick. He didn't think that we saw it.
Jeez.
And me and my boy are like, oh, what the fuck? Bro, it smelled crazy. So it was a room, right? And then it was a whole bunch of racks with the big ass snakes. And then on the other side, it was a closet. In the closet, the doors were taken off, and it was a rat rack.
In his house.
Inside the house.
That's
so
disgusting.
It smelled exactly
that's
like that.
Crazy, bro.
Then after that, we're just looking at shit. And out of nowhere, a rat falls from the ceiling to the
that's
floor.
That's a
dude.
Lie. No,
I swear to God. I swear to God. We never returned.
Never.
I actually went to a hoarder's house to try to purchase a ball python collection.
Ooh, a collection?
Check this out. So I was fresh into breeding ball pythons and... it was another time when the market was bad, so people were getting out.
Yeah.
And these people, they lived in Miami. They were like, hey, you can purchase our collection, but you got to come pick it up at our house, whatever, racks and everything. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to finally do the thing, the acquisition, you know? You acquire another business and you grow yours, right? So I show up to these people's house and God, I'm talking so much shit right now. The wall from like the floor in like a slope was just junk.
Like random?
Random shit, dude. Like a tower, just like their shrine of bullshit, right?
Ain't that fucking lit, dude?
Dude, no, that's crazy.
That's crazy. No,
it's a crazy story every
Talking
time.
Talking about shit, cat shit yep. everywhere.
Yep. Dude, why do they always have cats?
I don't know. I don't. Dude, and by the way, cats? Remember that slope of shit? The cats had homes within it.
That's disgusting.
Catacombs.
That's
catacombs.
So that's
meow.
So gross.
All right. So I'm like, yo, I gotta go straight to the back where they had the animals. This is Miami, right? They had the animals in a screened in patio in racks in Miami, and I was like, okay, weird. The patio smelled like shit. You know, the animals looked like shit. Jeez. That was a hella hoarding situation.
Yeah, fuck.
I don't think that they're
Did
in the
purchase.
No, hey, I literally
bro.
Looked at all that, and I'm like, I'm going home with a disease.
He left them to die.
Wow, bro.
You didn't rescue them,
question.
Dude.
Wow. You could have started a whole modern reptile rescue, dude.
What would you guys say is the definition of animal hoarding?
So
I have mine.
Yeah, I think a whole bunch of animals that you can. Really take care of properly, and you keep getting more and more.
What
and
does
more
that mean, taking care of properly? If I have like 5,000
proper,
ball pythons in racks, and they're all clean, they're all nice.
Like proper?
Is that like
no. Well, to me,
Michael.
To some people, it's not hoarding because it's quote unquote a business, and you get to sell them. To me, it is, because you just have a whole bunch of animals in the most minimalistic place you can have them with barely any type of enrichment. So to me, that is hoarding. You just make a business out of it and you can sell it. Sorry, Yoshi, but that's what it is to me.
I met one person when I was working at the OCIC.
I love you, Yoshi.
We were talking about reptiles.
Support my small business.
Almost everybody keeps reptiles. So I'm like, oh, what do you have at home? And she says, bearded dragon, leopard gecko, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then she says something interesting. She's like, I honestly think anybody who keeps 10 or more reptiles or animals in general has a problem. Like, something's wrong with them. And I'm like, huh, interesting.
The reason why I asked that is because that's
how my family feels. For me, I was like, that's kind of a low number.
Yeah.
The thing I'm past 10.
But think about that. Think about that. Imagine somebody saying, oh, 10 dogs is a low number.
No, but that's insane. 10 dogs is a crazy amount.
No, but it is still insane. Like, we have that many lives to take care of.
It just looks different because everything's in a box.
Yeah, but we're still crazy. Like, we're not normal, dude.
Yeah, true. I agree.
Like, we're not normal. Something's off. Yeah. Something's weird. We just want these reptiles in cages. I think something's wrong with us.
I think there's a point where it's like a serious appreciation to the point where it needs to be in the house with you.
Like, we're tismed out.
Yes
by
and
it.
No.
Like,
yes,
okay, no. So it's not. Unfortunately, it's live animals. But other people who have hobbies or have things that they enjoy, activities, it comes into the house sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not. But not as like. Let's say somebody that collects Legos. The Legos can just stay there. You just build them and you put them there. That's it. Now we're talking about an animal. Animals that you have to take care of. And depending on how you take care of them,
and that's the line. Like, yeah. Guns.
Can
right?
we pull up?
There are people who keep. I'm serious. There are people who keep a lot of guns.
Can we
there
pull up?
There are people
up?
Who keep a lot of collectibles.
Yeah.
Pull it to my crib.
And it's like, at what point is it like, why do you have all of this? Can and we with pull animals, up it's different.
The well, definition of hoarding.
Well,
because I think there's a difference. There's got to be a difference within. Oh, you just have a lot of something, and what actual hoarding is.
I have my definition.
Wait, try not to pull it because you're making a lot of rumbling.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I say my definition first?
Yeah, say your definition and then prove why he's wrong.
No, go. Say yours.
Mine is very simple. If the amount of animals that, specifically with animal hoarding, if the amount of animals you have surpasses your ability to take care of them, that I believe is hoarding. And what couple if that with like acquiring, specifically too, if they don't have specific use. So like if you're not selling or making money with them, there shouldn't be any reason for you to bring
what
them
if the way of keeping that you have is as minimalistic as possible,
see,
no enrichment.
Let's see the actual definition.
Okay, so the official definition is a persistent difficulty discarding or parting with possessions because of a perceived need to save them.
Okay.
A rescue.
Yeah.
So for me, hoarding for me is not a set number.
Mind you,
none
of us, except for what... Okay, none of us are Webster. That was Webster.
It's a disorder.
It is a disorder. Yeah.
So for me, it's not necessarily about quantity. It's not about number.
Yeah.
It's about an obsession. It's about a certain obsession with, and not, then not being able to either use them, to put them to use, quote, because
control.
these are animals, so it's weird. It is a control thing. It is a form of anxiety. Yeah. Hoarding is a form of anxiety because they want to have control of the situation of the item itself.
And also not having control.
Control is an illusion. Nobody has control. Control isn't real. Oh, God. And so we just assume control. We try to grab onto control. The problem is disorder comes in.
This is not the reptiles with philosophy.
This guy said control is not real.
Control is not real.
Bro, I'm in control
what can you
right
control?
Now.
You can't control shit. You can't even control if you breathe right now. If you need a shit right now, you can't control it. You can't control whether you shit right now.
I could beat the dog shit out of you, but I'm controlling myself. I could beat the dog shit out of you.
Okay, for me, as far as animal hoarding goes, I agree with Eric in the sense that, like, if you have too many animals and you cannot one, afford to care for them or just generally care for them, and as far as care, that's variable depending on what your use of it is. I think with animals it's weird because, like,
it's a life.
Yeah.
It's not a product. It's not an item.
Yeah,
it's a life.
Yeah, it can't be. I don't think it could be super synonymous with the actual definition of hoarding. But I don't. I would not say a person that breeds ball python in racks that just has bedding, water bowl, and feeds them once a week. I don't think that's hoarding. I think that has its use.
Is there absolutely not? Is there a definition for animal hoarding? Look up that.
Yeah, we have the internet now.
AI, dude. Do AI right now.
I think there's
now.
Also an element where if you can't stop, I think if you are into if you're into reptiles and you are like,
damn, bro.
What?
Isn't that control?
No, Tino's
no, it's not control.
Like, Tino's making everybody in the talk community, damn, we have a fucking problem.
No.
We do have a problem.
No,
the thing is, I am willing to admit it.
It's not about control. It's about saying, if you cannot like say, like, I don't want this animal, I want this one, you can't be particular about it. You don't have a set amount, but you're like,
is there something?
This is what I like. This is what I'm going to go ahead and have.
Okay, what does it say?
Okay, so the official definition for animal hoarding is an accumulation of animals that has overwhelmed a person's ability to provide minimum standards of care. Those standards include nutrition, sanitation, shelter, veterinary care, and socialization.
Yeah, that's my
veterinary care is a big one. That's a big
just
one.
Be careful with that mic. For some reason, it's making mad noise whenever the cable moves. Okay. I don't know, but yes,
it's by our feet. That's why.
I felt it. But yes, so I mean that's a great fucking definition. Saves my ass.
But no.
How many times have you been to the vet, bro?
I was going to say, can you take
whenever
every animal
it,
you own
whenever
to the
they
vet?
Need it, every time. Mm. If they need it, every time.
Okay.
I'm not going to have... Yeah, of course, why not?
You ain't lying on the pod, dude?
if it's something that... If it's something that I cannot figure out or if I don't have any experience with it, of course I'm going to take the animal to the vet. Okay. Yeah, if it's something...
Respect. Do you think most people are doing that?
No.
Oh, no. I think that there's a lot of use of freezers in our industry.
Absolutely.
Way too much than what it needs to be.
100%.
That's a fact.
Yeah. That's a fact and a half. I'm glad you admit it, bro. You're a real man, bro. You're an alpha male.
I don't think that I've... I don't know if I can say that. I don't think in my collection that I've ever put an animal in a freezer just because I'm like, I cannot give the animal its needs. Yeah. I don't think
that's crazy. Killing the animal just because you can't take care of it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, people do it.
That's insane.
Crazy.
That's
people
insane.
Do it, bro. Yeah. People do it. Either that or a bolt gun.
Yeah. But I've like I was saying before, I have a list of any animals that I will go ahead and accept or I will take or if I have the space and money for, I will take.
You got to cover that snake's ear when you say bolt gun. Buddy.
He can't hear you. Oh. They don't have external ears.
Damn, fire.
He's chilling.
Anyway. If anything's not on that list, I don't accept it. It doesn't matter. If someone could give me 20 free bearded dragons, I'm not taking them. I'm like, no, sorry. Move on. Moving them along. Because it's like, if you don't have any kind of like self-regulatory behavior, you're not like... not a bleeding heart for every single case that comes to you or every single animal you see. You're
self-control.
Like, I think it's cool. I want it. It's not self-control.
It is
It's
self-control.
About knowing what's right.
It's self-control. You're setting yourself rules. You're sticking to your rules. And you're following them.
Buddy.
That's called self-control.
I'm sorry, Tino, but you've literally...
We cannot control ourselves. What are we talking about?
We can't control ourselves.
Yeah, we can.
How?
I could beat the dog shit out of you right now, but I'm controlling myself, dude. I'm in full control.
He's not a dog. You can't beat any kind of dog shit out of him. What are you talking about?
look. If you wanted to shit right now, if you wanted to take a shit.
Right now, I could.
You cannot control it.
Right now, I could.
No, at some point, you will shit.
No.
At some point, you will.
No.
Are you controlling your digestion right now? Your heart beating?
No.
You can't control any of that.
That's different.
Control is an illusion.
No, it's not.
It is.
You're talking about organs.
You are subject to the change of nature.
No, 100%. No, you're not. No, you're not. You can control yourself. Some people can't. Some people can.
You mean your brain?
My father killed people because he couldn't control himself.
Did he put them in the freezer?
You can control your brain.
After some of them.
Okay. For real?
No.
Oh.
He left them there.
You control your actions.
That's it. Okay.
That's
self-control.
The only thing.
That's self-control.
All right. I'll admit.
You control your actions.
One thing.
That's self-control.
That's it. That's one.
That's what I was saying earlier.
But you're saying about maintaining other kinds of control.
What
you can't
other
control
kinds,
anything
what
else.
What other kind of control did I see,
Tino?
About, wait, sorry, you go.
We're talking about bringing pets home.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
You're talking
came
about hoarding. And like they want to exercise control. I'm like, over the thing?
No, control, like self-control, like from buying things.
We're just
like,
talking
they can't
about...
stop getting new shit. Those people.
Oh, you know what?
Jesus.
I got a new one for hoarding. People who buy an animal... Because they just get the like notion that I want to buy this animal, and then like 3 weeks later they're like, I don't want this animal, and then they just
that's a
cycle.
Flipper.
I mean, impulse.
That's
buy.
No,
that's
not,
impulse
but
buy.
They're not selling. They're just like cycling.
Those
animals.
People are impulsive. They're just impulsive. They have no. They
cannot
no
control.
Yo,
that's so funny,
Eric.
That's
fucker.
Yeah, they
asshole bitch.
They don't think. They have no forethought. They're not like I don't know how I'm going to... They can see the shiny new thing, and they're like, I like it now. I have no forethought of whether or not I'm going to continue liking it. That's it.
They're reactive.
They were very reactive. Yeah. They take the situation, and they're like, I'm just going to do this.
Interesting.
Okay, next topic, if there's one. Because I'm fucking over this shit.
Yeah, the next topic is just an update on us, man. I think that we haven't seen each other in a little bit. Like clearly, a lot has happened in that time.
Are you first, Yosh? I saw you on the Reptile Talk podcast, and you were just at West Palm. Tell us about that.
I did do that. So I did do the Reptile Talk podcast. It was actually a couple weeks ago. They just started like they started sharing.
We haven't seen each other since then.
What do you?
Yeah, we've seen them.
Potting.
Oh, potting. Oh, yeah. We haven't seen each other since then. That podcast was great. Yeah. I really like Rob and Jeremy.
They're cool. I like them a lot.
West there
was
Palm. One,
there was a. I'm sorry. There was a joke that they'd said. Yeah, my fine. Shut up.
Michael,
there was a joke that was said that was hilarious because it was like, I think Jeremy had said something about 6 inches, and then Rob was kind of silent for a second, and then Jeremy continued, and then Rob was like, I thought that was going in a completely different direction. And I was like, oh, and it was at the beginning too, before they bring on the interviewer.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, if Yoshi was there, it would have been God.
Yeah.
I would have died.
There was a time where I made a joke like that in the podcast. Oh, and Rob thought it was hilarious, but Jared was like, all right. I was like, hey, dude, come on. but no, and West Palm was good. We were in The Prophet, which was very important for that show.
Oh, yeah.
We were shy of where we wanted, of where I wanted to be, but I had high expectations. But I'm happy with how the show went.
What did you think of it, the show?
It was great. It was great. It was fun, and I needed that. It was great to hang out with you guys. I need to see you more at shows, not because of the show, but I want to see you just more often. I only see you once a week.
I know. I do. I did want it to. I did want to go to that one, but I just stressful shit going.
Yeah,
on.
I know.
But
yeah.
Talking about shows, CattleCon.
Oh, that's right. You went to CattleCon.
Guys. No.
Did they
have
cows there?
No. Listen to me. So that you understand why I sent those videos and pictures, okay? CattleCon. I'm like, what the fuck am I about to go do? I had to do a show in there and pretty much bring alligators and whatever. Brother, I walk in. Whole thing had 5 cows.
Oh, there were cows.
Hold Listen, on, before, what did you expect?
I expected a whole bunch of cows in a fucking auction.
at the convention center.
Yes.
At the fancy-ass convention center. Fucking cows.
There were cows.
Okay, but
it's called CattleCon. And
yeah,
they have cattle?
I'm like, yo, what's up with this? Bro, they had horses.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Jealous, bro.
Now, listen, though. All right. Listen to me. The ticket was hundreds of dollars to get in.
That's crazy.
There was 5 cows.
The people that go, they're like, I'm so upset right now. I didn't see a single cow?
No, listen to me. Listen to me so that you understand why people paid from all over the United States to go to CattleCon. Okay?
Why?
The visuals of that place were amazing. Everything in there was fucking amazing. Everything, there was lights and big buildings, big machinery, like, and everything was just the biggest. The people were super fucking nice. But everything was about the experience. To me, like, I go and it just looks like lizards and deli cubs. It just doesn't look good. You know what I mean?
You're not seeing cows in those deli cubs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I went to this place and these people riding horses, like, doing they were doing, like, little different knots on the ropes on how to catch, like, cattle and shit like that. They had a whole section for kids to catch, like, toy cattle so that they knew how to do a lasso and all that. Then they had a section for me and one of my coworkers to have alligators. And people came over and asked us about alligators and held the alligators and learned something. Then across from us, there's just this, like, fence and there's just puppies in there. And people went in and played with puppies, dude. Like, it was, there was, like, the delights, there was food, free food, there was steak, like, made by the people that were there. Yes, it was amazing.
What is, okay, so, what kind of people go to CattleCon? People who like CattleCon. People who like cows? Like, for, so,
cow
for, like, reptile expos, right? Like, or Comic-Con, Mega-Con, it's for people who like comic books.
Yes.
like, who goes to CattleCon?
Pretty much people, like, of course, cowboys from all around, but also, like, people that own farms, run farms, people that have horses. Bro, like, the booths, the booths that you see, it's like, oh, this type of fencing. Bro, the technology, I literally sat down, like, a billion times and thought about it. Like, how the fuck? They had, like, there was this one guy who had this thing. You know how they have their little earrings on the ears for the cows?
Oh, yeah, yeah, tags.
They put those tags. Well, this guy invented this tag that was solar paneled, and it had a zapper for bugs.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
So it was zap bugs that would get in the ear of the... I'm like... Like, this is insane. Yeah, like, you guys are just coming up with the craziest things right now. It was just, like, fencing. It was, like... types of grass, how to be like healthier for the environment, healthier ways to do things. They were like classes going on that you could just sit down and learn different things.
Like for sale then?
Just the fencing and stuff like that. Yeah,
interesting.
But it was a lot of you go there, you pay that money because you go there to fucking learn and learn from the people that have been doing it.
Yeah.
We go and we don't even know who's selling this stuff out of a deli cup.
Yeah,
you know why it's like that?
It's like Aquashella too. Superior.
You've been to Aquashella?
I've seen it.
Okay.
I've seen it.
They do have stuff for sale, but surprisingly, there's very little like fish for sale. It's not really about the animals themselves. Because I mean, if you're in that industry, people have access to them for the most part anyways.
Yeah.
But it's for equipment, it's for corals that people can bring, which is a lot easier to go ahead and carry.
It's about the experience in some of the things you can sell. I feel like we should move towards that.
Yeah. I fuck with that.
I think
like a table as a podcast.
So okay, here's
some rare snakes for you to be able to hold and take photos with, or whatever the fuck it is. I sit down with the top motherfuckers. This is
what this is what sucks about reptiles. I'm not gonna lie, and it's that it's so easy to go ahead and make a flea market type show with reptiles, and it's because of how small they are, how easy it is to go ahead and put them on tables, and then everybody there's a lot of breeding of them, selling of them, all that stuff. You know, fish. A lot harder, especially if you're coming across the country. Plant expos are really easy. Really, really easy because they are alive, but like there's no like ethical concerns about their transport, about how you're holding them, nothing.
Okay.
Cattle and like farming stuff, you obviously can't bring livestock to stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, but the fact that they made it happen without it,
no, it's exactly, exactly, and it's also like an older industry too. Like people who are more rural.
So yeah,
like yeah, yeah.
They
don't need to go to an expo to buy cows. They're like, I already have cows. I want the newest tractor. Show me the newest tractor.
But imagine if the reptile industry moved towards something like that. Where we do sell reptiles, but what if, bro, if you make a setup that everything looks like this, or like everything's like super bioactive, or you make the sickest enclosure of the entire thing and you steal the show. And not only that, not only the tables, but these people were putting time to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like there were so many things in the ceiling, like lighting up and things that moved, and they just made a presentation that if you're in that industry, you will not forget the people
that's awesome.
That were standing out.
Speaking of shows, real quick, we got to plan Daytona after this podcast.
Bet. Yeah. Let's do it. But with the... I think there's three reasons why with reptiles, it's a lot more difficult. One is because of an old mentality. Mm. People think that reptiles have to be kept a certain way, and they will continue to do that. Until that changes and public opinion changes about that, it's going to keep going. Second thing is going to be, I think, a very serious lack of companies... Like in terms of amount of companies that are doing reptile equipment, you know, I think you can name them all on your hand, you know.
Well, it doesn't even have to be about equipment. It's like,
but animal, it doesn't promote it's almost, competition.
It also shows me right now, just thinking about it, it's almost like what Animal Con is making it into a reptile show.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. But there's no like competition between companies to improvise and to do better.
Exactly.
The newest thing that a reptile company is going to put out is like, hey, guys, we got this kind of hide now. And it's like, that's just, all right, we got this kind of new plant. Like, what is that? That's trash.
The reptile industry isn't big enough yet.
I don't think it will ever be.
I don't think it'll be huge to begin with. But the reason why, at least for me, what I was thinking about my answer for all that, the reason why that convention was so big and like crazy is because they are more useful to society than the reptiles are. Because the reptiles are purely a enthusiast thing.
For sure. Yeah. But the marketing behind it, it's just perfect.
And
if
it's
if we were to match as close as we could to the marketing, we would do a lot better.
Mm. I feel like if we farmed reptiles in some sort of way similar, it would be just the same. There would be the reptile shows, and then there'd be like the industry trade shows. Just like how, honestly, the best equivalent to that is like those pet shows. The stores and stuff like that. That's more closely related.
The global
related.
Pet expo, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that. That's more closely related to that. Whereas I feel like the reptile show is more like a livestock auction.
It's a flea market.
Yeah. 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 I agree.
That's the nature of what it is.
And that was my third thing. I was saying three things. The third thing is that it's too easy to make that kind of a thing with reptiles. It's like, just put them on tables and sell them.
I wish it was cool.
I mean, it's also the purpose of the thing. When you go to Comic-Con, you're not going there to buy comic books. You're going there to meet actors. You're going there to cosplay. It is an experience, like with CattleCon. You're going there for the thing. You're with people.
But make the experience.
But how? Actually, there was there's a Facebook group called Central Florida Herpetological Society. If you go up north, herpetological societies are amazing. Like, people meet up weekly. They go ahead and discuss reptiles. They're all herping together. They're all with scholars and scientists reading books, signing books. Like, imagine it's fantastic. It doesn't happen here. Someone in that Facebook group was like, hey, I came from up north. I think New York or Pennsylvania is one of them. And he's like, I want to go ahead and see if there's something like that here.
There used to be.
I think in South Florida, they might have a
Central Florida society. Used to have it.
No, yeah. But it just doesn't happen. It's not real anymore. Why aren't people doing it? Why aren't people making this a community thing, an experience type of thing? When you go to a reptile expo, it's like, let's make this experience.
I will say the podcast itself is part of an experience. So I imagine, imagine like podcasting, like different YouTubers going, you get to meet all of these people. You get to learn about animals. Bro, I will go over there and spend time setting up a tank and put like a rare crocodilian in it.
You haven't.
Wasn't
been?
There a show that did that?
I was gonna
no,
say.
No, no, no.
I was gonna say. I was
no,
gonna
no,
say.
No, no. There was no, no, another no, no, no. show that did that at West Palm recently.
It's not. Like, imagine a Repticon, but that in different booths, and then it's like
scale. The Scales Expo.
Yes.
I didn't go.
Fuck.
Oh well. Mm. But like, I think what you're saying is like kind of like Animal Con.
It's Animal Con. Mix it up.
Young.
Yeah. Is it Animal Con? Mix it up with the reptile shows. And you have that new thing that brings all sorts of people.
Yeah. Like MegaCon.
Like a reptile show, you go in to buy reptiles, not really to look much. Because if you go to a reptile show to look, a lot of the vendors don't even want to talk to you because they're not going to make money off of you.
Yeah, they want
to. What I'm talking about, you go and people are willing to give you their time because that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe having certain personalities present at reptile expos,
like the members of the Reptiles with Podcast,
promoting it. Imagine our faces on the billboards. Like, you know what I mean? Use the marketing of the people you have and make it an actual community.
We should just buy tables at all the reptile expos in Florida and just go ahead and say, yeah, we're here to sign books.
We don't have a book. We don't have a book.
No, they bring
books. Actually, guys,
they bring books and we sign them.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, actually, I do want to. There is a way to get a decently simple way to make like kids books. I want to make a kids book.
Guess what? Cool.
Me too.
What?
Beat you to it.
Fuck!
Yeah, he did do that.
That's funny.
Yeah. Beat you.
When?
I'm not talking about it here.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's me and Daniel.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We can capitalize on that. You know why?
Why?
Because people aren't buying as much at shows anymore.
That is true, too. People are just coming to look.
So why not make them look harder?
There we go.
I'll make them harder.
Or just have different things for them to do.
Yeah.
I think when you go to an expo, you want to make it an experience.
Make it fun, bro. Yeah.
It's always fun by the modern reptile table. You guys should go to...
Yeah.
Listen, here's the set. Podcast table, tables behind it.
Yeah.
Someone has a nice animal that people can hold and interact with.
I have one.
And a gallery of
real quick. There was one guy who charged people to go ahead and go in a pen with a sulcata.
But we're not charging for that.
And that's
I'm not gonna lie, that's setting the bar really low. I have one. Bring out a table to the middle of the walkway. Sit me on it. Right? And then say, tubs are garbage, change my mind.
Okay. That would be cool. As like an episode for the pod, that'd be fire.
Come on.
I'm not gonna lie.
Come on. Fire. What do you think?
That.
Bro. Not exactly that. Not that. Not that. That's just me talking shit. No. But like an idea of
we're
that.
Doing that. We're
because
doing that.
Instead of us going out to look for people to come in, we're just waiting for somebody to sit down and have a conversation.
Yep. We could figure something like that out.
Tell me that's not. Yeah.
All right. Listen. Do we have anything else?
Nah, we're done. Bye. All
right. This was the Reptiles with Podcast.